Hey, what's up? It's Josh from Wellness and Wisdom. This is the podcast where, as always, you can nourish the five sides of your wellness pentagon. This is the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial wellness that you and I signed up to master here on planet Earth. Today is a very special podcast. This is an AMA. Ask me anything. I truly mean that too. You can ask me literally anything. We're talking about some fun topics today, and I'm here with Mar. She is our content manager, and she's going to be joining me on these new AMAs that we're doing because it's just so nice to be with another person, especially somebody like Mar. So Mar, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Josh. It's so good to be here.
So Mar, today there's an interesting question I think we should kick off first, and we'll get to it in a second. I just want to go over a few things. It's how to forgive. Forgiveness is like literally the keystone, the foundation of fucking everything. Because if we're holding on to a hot coal, we're the one that gets burned. That's just how forgiveness works. So Mar, the AMA is really cool. They can go to a specific link, and it's joshtrent.com/AMA. And they can submit a question to us for 90 seconds or less, right? This is so cool. You guys can literally get your voice on the podcast.
Yeah, it's such a cool and interactive way to get in touch personally and hear your voice and, yeah, just ask just anything that's on your mind and on your heart.
It's a perfect chance for you guys to get to know us on a deeper level. We're doing a lot of these AMAs this year where you can actually record your voice, which I think is so cool. So do you like something? Do you want more of someone? Do you want less of someone? Do you want me to talk less and just get right to the content? Any feedback you have, but specifically your questions, please go over to joshtrent.com/AMA. If we select your question, we'll put it right in the podcast and your voice will be heard across the world, which is so cool. I mean, every country in the world, when I look at our downloads, there's even people in freaking China that listen to the podcast. I don't know how they're doing that, Mara. Maybe they're going underneath the communist regime. Anyways, everything that you hear today on this podcast can be found at joshtrent.com/613. So head over there for all the discounts and resources mentioned, not to mention heading over to our store page. This podcast is free every single week. So that'll never change, by the way. Because wherever you are on the financial scale, you deserve inspiring wisdom, inspiring wellness every week. And that is what I will always give to you from my heart to yours. All that I ask is you go to joshtrent.com/store, buy some of the products you're already buying. You just get them way cheaper, 40% off or more. And by the way, they're cheaper than Amazon. I'm not joking. joshtrent.com/store. It's much cheaper because I've negotiated these deals with the founders themselves. So I've cut out the middleman. And so whether it's skincare, hydration, energy, nootropics, digestion, literally anything and everything, you guys, top to bottom, teeth to toe for your wellness, joshtrent.com/store. Okay, let's get to this week's AMA. What do we got, Mar? What's our first question? And who's it from, by the way? Who are these people that are brave enough to ask questions that actually care about themselves and their wellness?
So this week, we only have questions from our Instagram account, and we would love to hear your voices too next time. But the first question is from Elena, and she asks you, Josh, what are your thoughts on nootropics? Where can I start?
Okay, this is great. So for people that don't know, nootropics have been a godsend for me. I'm going to talk about two of them. Today, I'm actually drinking a drink update. So this is an evolved caffeine drink. And this is not a video podcast. Our AMAs, we may do a video in the future, but for now, we're just going to speak directly into your ears and into your heart. Here's what I have to say about nootropics. There's many different kinds, and the simplicity around them is actually to start with the end in mind. Now, what do you want? That's really it. What do you want from nootropics? You want to have a brain that functions at its highest optimal level. Well, how do you do that? First of all, you have to neuroprotect your neurons, your dendrites, and your axons in your brain. So you have to be able to support your brain's function. Next, you have to be able to protect it. So neuroprotection, that's another thing that nootropics are good for. And then lastly, increasing verbal fluency and the way you can articulate things. So those three pieces are why you are interested in nootropics. If you've been feeling brain fog, if you've been feeling like you just can't get thoughts out of your mouth, nootropics are a great start. And here's why they're different than coffee. So the way coffee works is that it blocks a chemical called adenosine. And most people don't really know this about caffeine. Caffeine is actually a plant toxin. And I learned this on an upcoming episode that we have with Daniel Solomons and Sean, Wells, who's a returning guest, and we're doing a really phenomenal podcast that's coming out in just a couple weeks. And there's this new molecule called paraxanthine. Now, paraxanthine is much different than caffeine, and paraxanthine, I believe, is a nootropic of its own. I also love a company called Nootopia, and I'll list out about three or four things that I think would be really good for you, Elena, and for all of us to be able to have those three aspects, right? The neuroprotection, the articulation, and the support of the brain itself. So the cool thing about this is that you don't have to crush caffeine in order to get energy. And a lot of people are addicted to caffeine. Mar, have you ever been addicted to caffeine in your life?
I'm really lucky. I never liked even the smell of coffee nor the taste. So coffee for me has never been an issue.
Okay, well, you are one of the select few. There are some people that don't ever get addicted to coffee. I myself freaking rode the caffeine roller coaster for decades, and I'm happy to be off of it. Like, as a treat, I'll give myself maybe once a week. Actually, it hasn't even been 3 or 4 weeks since I started to drink the drink update with the paraxanthine, but I give myself like one espresso as more of like a ritual, you know? But what's really cool about nootropics, Elena, is that they give you everything you need without crashing you later in the day. And this is like the big take home here. So y'all go to joshtrent.com/nootopia. That's N-O-O-T-O-P-I-A. And use the code Josh10 for all the things I'm about to share with you. Now, you're probably thinking, oh my God, is Josh trying to get me to buy something? No, I'm not. You can actually live in the forest and get perfect vitamins and minerals and nutrients and get everything you need by just living out in nature and not have any stressors of the modern world and not have to pay rent or mortgage or deal with responsibilities. But let's be honest, is that any of you guys? It's not. No one out there has a life that is identical to how our ancestors lived in nature. So this is why nootropics and different supplements are so, so powerful for us. It's your daily reminder to take your daily symbiotic from Seed, the highest quality gut health supplement, hands down, I've ever tested. With rigorous, evidence-based science and truly the most complete formula I believe exists in the entire microbiome world. It's true, our health is not only what we eat, it's what we absorb. And current research shows that upwards to 90% of people in the world have some form of leaky gut. The Seed DSO1 comprises 24 scientifically validated probiotic strains with a patented non-fermenting prebiotic. This is a breakthrough formulation that's paired with innovations in probiotic stabilization and a precision release system to deliver strains to the lower small intestine to support systemic benefits, including gut barrier integrity, gut immune function, and so much more. And our friends over at Seed gave you and I 30% off your first order. Just head over to joshtrent.com/seed and use the code in all caps, Josh Trent. That's joshtrent.com/seed and use the code Josh Trent at checkout. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is called brain flow. Now, brain flow is what I take after the mental reboot AM and the mental reboot PM. We talked about this with Mark Effinger on the podcast, and the episode number on that is joshtrent.com/593. This is where Mark and I went deep on the subject of supporting cognition. Brain flow is amazing because it has neuropept and it has other different things that allow the brain. I'm not a scientist, by the way. Mark is actually the scientist. So you can listen to that episode at joshtrent.com/593. Brain flow is great because it gives you all the neuroprotection and the support and the articulation without the crash. Again, this is like literally the best part of energy without getting the poor part, the crazy part of the caffeine crash. So that's why I love brain flow. The mental reboot is a precursor. So think of mental reboot from a nootropic standpoint as literally wiping a slate clean. So it helps clean your brain. Another fun fact that I could share with you, Elena, before we move on is like, did you know that at night your brain actually exudes excrement? This is pretty crazy, Mark. Our brain literally starts filling up with its own poop.
How does that work?
Well, so we have these channels in our brain and they are our glial cells, and these cells produce waste product. And so when our brain produces waste product, that's actually what gets cleared out as we sleep. So right before you go to bed, your brain is producing a lot of this. All day long, your brain is producing a lot of this trash or poop. It's excrement. So when you don't sleep properly, which is, by the way, a whole nother podcast on sleep, you actually don't empty the trash in your brain on a physiological level, on a neurological level. Your brain can't empty out its trash. So it's so, so important that we get quality sleep. But the mental reboot PM that I talked about, that actually helps with these cleanups, with the cleanup in the brain. So mental reboot PM wipes your slate clean at night. Mental reboot AM wipes your slate clean in the morning. And then I love this Zamner juice. I've been using Zamner juice for so long, and Zamner juice is my absolute favorite for articulation and verbal fluency. One of the things I love about the Zamner juice is I just spray it under my tongue or right in that, you know, right behind your front teeth. And it allows me to perform better in conversations and to really shorten the learning curve between what I think and then what I say. And the last one I'll talk about is Dopa Drops. So for y'all that want to make love to your partner or that want to feel more connected to other people, Mark built out Dopa Drops so that you can actually use your dopaminergic system in the way that nature designed it. So joshtrend.com/Newtopia, use code Josh10 if you want to improve your cognition, if you have been suffering with brain fog. And the last thing I'll say is Drink Update. The Drink Update episode number is, just head over to joshtrend.com/618. This is the new episode coming up. And if you haven't subscribed, by the way, this is the perfect time to subscribe. The drink is Drink Update. And paraxanthine is this exciting molecule. It's like this breakthrough molecule. I actually had some this morning. So I'm talking to you on Drink Update right now. But it's not a drug. It's a metabolite. It's a downstream product of caffeine. But what's really cool is that you don't get a crash. So I absolutely wholeheartedly love this drink. I love the paraxanthine molecule. It's that joshtrend.com/618. You can get a discount right now. So if you're ready to kick coffee anyways, use the nootropics and the paraxanthine. That's a much stronger way for you to show up in your life and be present and speak the way you want to speak. joshtrend.com/drinkupdate and then use the code Josh25. Okay, Mar, I think we really hit the nootropic conversation, at least the tip of the iceberg. What's our next question?
So our next question is from Mary. Her handle is Mary Clance Ford. And her question is, what is your current forgiveness practice? That's a big question.
Have you practiced forgiveness in your own life?
Yes, especially when it comes to myself. It's so easy to forgive other people for what they've done, but forgiving yourself for the things you have done or haven't done, especially those regrets that you have about things in the past, those are the tough ones.
Gosh, forgiving ourselves, we're just not taught this, right? So Mary, this is such a good question. It's such a perfect question. We are not taught how to forgive because our parents were not taught how to forgive. And so that's really the truth of the matter here. And I think it's like, there's a phrase, I don't know if it's from the Bible or what, and it says, forgive them, they did not know. And that's really what this is about for us here on planet Earth right now. I don't care if you're a parent or not, you are all parenting a child inside of you. So whether it's a little boy or a little girl, that little boy and that little girl inside of you deserves so much forgiveness because the missed opportunities, I don't even like the word mistakes, right? From a neurolinguistic perspective, from an NLP perspective, the universe doesn't hear negatives. The universe only hears affirmatives. So when I say that I made a mistake, that's what gets baked into my unconscious. When I say that I fucked up, or when I say that I am this, or I am sick, or I am a survivor, or I am a cancer survivor, these are all languages where the universe doesn't hear negatives. So the first piece is actually taking inventory of your language. That's the first one. If we want to forgive ourselves, the only way we can forgive ourselves is if we're using conscious language to speak to ourselves so that we can forgive. If we don't use conscious language, it's going to be, in my opinion, almost impossible to have a true forgiveness practice because, like I said, the universe and your unconscious never hears negatives. It only hears affirmatives. So Mary, how you begin is this. You take a deep breath. You fill your belly. You breathe out of your mouth. You do that 10 to 20 times. You turn off your phone. You sit in a space. You go into your room and you just be with yourself. And you ask yourself and you ask God, your creator. You say, what is it that I need to learn? And how can I be most humble to learn it? And you just sit with that. And I can even feel the emotion in myself right now because how many times have I asked myself that question and something bubbles up that scares me, or something bubbles up that I have shame about, or something bubbles up that I don't want to face? And like, just that question right there is so powerful. It's literally, I think, one of the most powerful questions we could ever ask when we talk about forgiveness. With wholeheartedness, and your come from has to be really pure, Mary. You have to really feel it in your heart. You have to say, exhale after 10 or 20 breaths, God, what do I most need to learn? And how can I be most humble to learn it? And be so genuine in your question, just like as if your life depends on it, right? Because your life does depend on it. And then from that space, just really receive whatever comes up, right? Maybe it's, I've lied to my husband. I've lied to my wife. I've lied to myself. I've lied to my friend. I've stolen. I've cheated. I've committed malice. I've committed heinous things. This is where you actually start the forgiveness process, because unless you forgive yourself, kind of like, really like you said, Mar, if we don't forgive ourselves, there's no way we could give that to other people, because then it's just intellectual banter. It's like, we're just intellectualizing our own healing. We're not really getting to the heart of the matter, where we're forgiving us first, loving us first, and then giving the gift of that to other people. Because it's almost like you could say, oh, Jane, or oh, Mar, I forgive you. But on a somatic level, that person's going to feel if you're being genuine or not. We could just say with words like, oh, I forgive you. But to really forgive someone, you have to forgive yourself first. And so I developed a process for this, and it's called the Emotional Inventory Squared. It's the EI2 process. And in this process, you're going to go through a specific structure. And you can find this at joshtrent.com/437. And at 437, I go through this entire emotional inventory process. We don't have enough time for me to go through it right now, but that is a beautiful place to start. So get still, 10 to 20 breaths, ask the powerful question, God, what do I most need to learn? And how can I be most humble to learn it? And be real genuine in your inquiry, because otherwise it won't work. And then go joshtrent.com/437. I think that is honestly, if everybody could do that, can you imagine, Mar, if our parents would have known about this? Like if your mom or dad or my mom or dad would have known that this even exists, a practice and a process for forgiveness, how much less suffering they and we and all of us would have gone through? Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it would have saved me at least a decade of my personal healing. So
maybe more.
It's beautiful maybe that we have all of this information now, and then our future children, our new generations can avoid all of this suffering. But on the other side, I'm grateful for all of the suffering I've been through, because it got me where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful point, because the whole duality here, that's kind of a cosmic joke, is that unless you suffered, you wouldn't have the relief of clarity. Mm-hmm. It's the cosmic joke. Let's move on to the next one, because honestly, that's an entire podcast. And if you like any of these subjects, please ask a question, record a question for us. Just have the courage to do that, because we want to hear your voice on these upcoming AMAs. All right. So what's our next question?
Our next question is from Finance and More 2.0. That's Lakeisha. And she would like to know, what are your thoughts on infrared saunas at home, the tents or the blankets?
Yo, listen, I think everyone can save up and buy the photon light from Sauna Space. It's super affordable. It is literally the best. Here's the key, the difference. I like the tents because it allows you to move. Me personally, I'm just going to be straight up, I don't like the blankets. They're a bit constricting. Like, I know Higher Dose has the sauna blankets, and they work. If you're different than me and you're able to just like lay in a cocoon of sweat, cool, go for it. Personally, I just don't like how that feels. But I love, love, love red light therapy. Now, Mar, you have done red light therapy a few times in your life.
I just recently bought my own lamp.
Sweet.
And I love it.
Okay, great. Okay, so you already know then, it's another time we can even do your forgiveness practice in the sauna, which is what I do. Mm-hmm. Here in the studio, I have a sauna space tent, and I freaking love it because I'm able to drop in, I'm able to breathe, I'm able to ask the question to God, and I'll be straight up with you. I don't ask it every day. You don't have to do any of this stuff every day. You do it when it's most important. You do it when it's really causing you an inquiry point, when you really want to go into it. What I love about the tent compared to the blanket. And what I really love about the sauna that is the photon sauna that has the far, the near, and the mid infrared compared to the electrical sauna, which is what I have at home, is the warm-up time. Look, if you want to get sweaty and get the bone penetrating photon light, that red light therapy, you can do it in like 3 to 5 minutes with the sauna space. Now, if you want to have like some buddies over or some girlfriends over and you want to do like the 5-person sunlight and sauna and get the tri-band infrared, go for it. Great. There's nothing wrong with that. I just like, my life is so time consistent that I really like to just get the biggest bang for my buck. And when I do the sauna space, it is absolutely hands down. It's been a total game changer for me because I can do my breathing, I can do my meditation, I can do so many other things inside of that sauna space, and I literally just flick it on, and I just love that so much. So that's joshtrend.com/sauna space, and the code is...
Josh10.
That's 10% off the units you can put. By the way, you guys, you can put this in your bathroom. You can literally get the 4 photon lights on the stand and put it in your bathroom, and you don't have to spend like... you know, a bunch of G's. Or if you want to invest in your G's, I think they have payment plans. I would say if you have been having trouble meditating, if you've been having trouble doing breath work, if you've been having trouble just sitting freaking still, do the sauna space. Do the sauna space. It's the best investment you'll ever make. It allows you to do like 3 or 4 other things while you're getting all of this mitochondrial support, the skin health improvements, the sweating, there's so many beautiful benefits. We did a full deep episode with Brian Richards, and he's the founder of Sauna Space. He's a brother. I trust him. I really, really love what he's created with Sauna Space. And you can find that episode at
joshtrend.com/525.
Okay, so go to that episode. And I believe we have one more big question here. And
this
question is actually my favorite.
Mine too.
I love this question. What's the question?
So this question comes from Lois J. Manuel. And I'm not sure if it's a girl or a man, but that doesn't matter. Do you believe in psychics, and would you take life advice from one?
All right. The short answer is 99% of the time, it's a full stop. Hell no. Here's why. The entire industry of psychics and spiritual woo-woo and energy healers, they're most likely all full of shit. And I really mean that. Like, I have gone through some very dark times in my life. And at times I came from this place. And this is the most important thing, Lois. The most important thing here is, why would you want to take life advice from a psychic outside of yourself who you don't know? That's actually the first thing. Why would you choose to disempower yourself and go outside of yourself to someone that you don't even know that supposedly has the answers and the questions for you when they themselves are charging you money to get you to come to them so that then you could give them the answer to the question? I just think most of that industry is so full of shit and it's so ungrounded. And to be honest, here's another thing. You can even invite in entities. You can invite in dark energy into your life. I'll never forget this, and I'm not going to say who it was because I'm not here to slander anyone, but a couple years back, I was referred to a psychic because I was going through a really challenging time in my life, and this person I really trusted, and he referred me to this special woman that's worked with people in Hollywood and done all these things, and I couldn't help but feeling when I was talking to her on the phone, it was like this 15-minute introductory call, my whole gut, my throat was tight, my gut was tight. And I just was like, I need to trust myself right now. Maybe the entire reason that psychics exist is so that they can provide us the clarity, if we're somatically tuned, to trust ourselves. And in by reaching out to a psychic, which is, I believe, is an act of disempowerment, not all the time. There are some probably wonderful psychics out there that genuinely want to help people. So I'm not here to slander or just shit on all psychics, right? There are some beautiful energy healers. There are some really powerful people, but they are like the 1% of the 1%. And to find them, you're come from, and your intention has to be so pure to actually attract that person into your life. I just don't see it being possible from an act of desperation. I also don't see acts of desperation doing anything than other to invite a wolf into the hen house. So have you heard of this analogy, Mar, the wolf in the hen house?
I have, yeah.
All right. So when let's say we're a hen, right? and we're wanting to bring an egg to the world, which is our purpose or our dream or our life's mission. So we want to have an egg appear. Well, if we let in a wolf, he's going to eat the egg. He's literally going to eat the eggs that we're trying to put out into the world. Do not let a wolf in your hen house, y'all. Don't invite some fucking psychic healer, some energy healer, some medicine person into your life unless you 100% from the top of your head all the way down to your teeth, unless it feels light and expansive and your entire somatic intelligence is just lighting up like a Christmas tree, don't do it. Don't do it. Because you could possibly let in dark energy and an entity into your life, and they could create a hook in your psyche that could haunt you for a long time. So be very careful about working with psychics. Now, is there a time and a place for a psychic? I think so. I think there could be for sure. Have you ever worked with a psychic or an energy healer?
Once, just once last year, I was able to finally meet, I would say he's a healer, but he has psychic abilities and he's worked with a few of my family members, and it took me years. I always wanted to go see him, but I was always traveling. And last year I was finally like, okay, I need to see him. I need to see him, but there's no way to reach out to him unless you know somebody who's actually already been to his office. So yeah, I finally got to talk to him and it was amazing. And as you were saying, like, don't take advice from a so-called psychic. Actually, a psychic, a real healer, a real psychic will not give you an advice, a piece of advice. They're just going to guide you through what's going on the inside.
That's beautiful. Yeah, because anytime somebody's telling you what you should do, they're not activating the part of your own agency that allows you to do what you know is right anyways. A great coach, a great healer, they actually just get in there and they awaken the part of you that knows exactly what you already need. They don't tell you what the fuck to do. They ask the right questions. They almost like peel the layer of the onion inside of you, which is really cool. Okay, so I feel like we did a great job today of answering these questions. Obviously, these are like touching the tip of the iceberg, you guys, for all of these things. I so appreciate all your questions. Lakeisha, Lois, Mary, Elena, these are great questions. And trust yourself. Like, what have you been stressed out about lately? What have you been feeling lately? What have you been wanting to know in your life? Just ask the question. You never know what kind of beautiful wisdom you could receive if you're courageous enough to just ask a question. So, Mar, thank you for being here today. This is super fun.
Thank you, Josh.
This is our first one in a line of many. And y'all, please go to joshtrent.com/AMA. And you can get everything today at joshtrent.com/613. So, Mar, until we both see everyone again and they get to hear us in their beautiful ears with their beautiful headphones or maybe even in their car, I hope y'all have been outside today doing something nice, filling your own cup, doing something beautiful. Until we see you again, we're both wishing you love and wellness. We'll talk to you next week.